Passport to Texas Outdoor Stories from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Ryan Tominey loves Big Bend. I mean, really loves it.
First time I went there was in 2005 with my buddy, and we went primitive hiking. I went to the highest mountain in Big Bend, saw waterfalls and black bears, snow. What hooked me was I was the only person I saw all day. It's the most kind of secluded national park and pretty national park in America. There's no arguing that. It's a fact.
An endurance athlete and formerly part of Navy boat teams, navigating the diverse West Texas terrain is a welcome challenge with a rewarding view.
Once you learn how to use a map, it gives you a freedom that you don't have otherwise, because people aren't used to being able to know where they are when they can't see over the horizon. And actually, I like to navigate. I like to use my compass and my topographic maps. And I was kind of bummed out when I got there because I thought I was going to use them. But all the trails were labeled. People who don't know how to navigate too much, the good thing about Big Bend is that you don't need it there. But venture off and don't be scared. Bring a compass and learn how to use your compass, because sometimes there aren't trails. Encourage people to explore and see the world how it's made to be, and not how we've made it to be.
Thanks, Ryan. I'm putting on my hiking gear already. Share your outdoor story with us at passporttotexas.org. We love to hear what you do outside. That's our show, with research and writing help from Sarah Loden. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.